pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check. Yeah. 1, 2.
Check.
Nope.
Check. Yeah, I'm four.
Check. There it is. Wow. A switcheroo there. Yeah, I did. Give me the length. It starts now.
Roger Scott.
Here I'm hot. Present, I'm low. Wow. I'm hot.
Casino Resort Studio. Oakland.
You're hot?
Arkansas's only casino resort.
Right around Mississippi.
14.
Don't. Gene.
Somebody help me get out.
Oh, there's the outlaw.
We say hello.
Outlaw.
Good morning from the office of your favorite president to all of the 609ers. Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. All right, you 609ers, you know what to do. Steve, we move it. Let's go. Let's go to the phones. Hadn't heard from him in a while. Let's go and talk to Randy Rainwater. It's probably his Casasa free checking account, Rainwater. You have got to stop calling him.
I'm a carny flying over to the Golden Safe.
Los Angeles, Steve. Where were you? Steve, you got one more shot. What is he, two?
Yeah.
Could be. Say something. Pull that mic real close to that. Now say something.
Check.
There it is.
I switch.
You're live now. You be careful.
Yes. Good tunes. Me. I feel great, man. I feel great. You guys are great.
Back off, dude.
Los Angeles.
Yeah. Well, cowbell. That Kate deal wasted the way she responded. It's mad ass.
Yeah, it's mad.
Mad ass. Somebody says, y'all are really loud.
Really?
You blew it!
Music volume is low. All volumes are off except Baz. Except Baz is low. We're all over the place.
Well, they're all on.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. We've got so many different. You got YouTube. You got
Facebook, Twitch,
all the things.
Yeah.
Work at the. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, back in the studio, Christian Weaver.
Good morning, fellas.
There's a delay.
Big delay. Yeah, we've already heard from your mom, Mama Wizard, this morning on our Facebook Live. We're here on the road in Benton at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Good morning, Steve Brown. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Of course, this was the scene of the crime years ago where we could not find Steve for an hour and did the first show in the parking lot.
A few years ago. Yeah.
Got a text from my brother-in-law last night making sure I said that second alarm.
That ain't changing. That'll never change.
Good to
hold the record.
Good to be over here. Benton on this hump day. We'll have Trey Reed checking in with us. You've got a question about the outdoors, he'll answer it. Craig O'Neill's coming by out here in Benton, and we'll also have Coach Harris from Benton High School stopping by. We'll visit with Justin Moore, whose wife has a store right around the corner here.
It's
and
down the street.
SoCo. And then Joe Nichols, of course, is our our guest.
Looking forward to that.
In the 9 o'clock, he's always a good boy.
On a scale of 1 to 10, you have to look at him as being on the side of good boy.
I've got my my computer back. I feel like a whole man again. Now I'm going to have two screens to be able to answer responses
and see
the things. Yes. The racetrack game was canceled last night because of the rain. How about that rain coming in yesterday?
Twice.
Holy cow. Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah, especially that first one. The first one was the heaviest one, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The second one, I didn't think it. The first one was about 4 o'clock. 2 o'clock. It was around 2 o'clock. First storm game in Little Rock. I don't know about what you got out of here. But, yeah, so anyway, they canceled that game the last night against Northwestern State in Fayetteville. They will play again today, only one game, and so you've got that. Yeah. I didn't realize the Razorback softball team against Texas is actually a Thursday. You know, a lot of times they'll play Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that's a Thursday deal. So you got that going on. The big news yesterday on the Hill, Jordan Weaver just got to finding out that the top gymnast was transferring. What was her name?
Jocelyn
Robertson. Yeah. And now we sort of know why, although it would have been nice to know since, you know, Jordan Weaver's husband is now taking over the program. As Roger said, this happened now twice at Arkansas.
Yeah, the previous coach, the male was the head coach, and his wife was his assistant.
We started thinking, I just made the point, now he's got to outshine his wife. He has to make his wife look like she's not as good a coach as he is.
Well, you know what? What was your question?
My question was, are there things you know that you do that you do better than your wife? She knows it, you know, and vice versa. You both acknowledge that you're better.
Doing the same job.
Yeah, it could be cooking, it could be cleaning, it could be your character in terms of how mad you get, how calm you are. Steve, you already said you're the calm one in the relationship. She's a little bit more emotional.
She gets there a little quicker than I do.
And Roger, just the opposite. Sam is the calm one.
Yeah.
She's the one who sort of keeps you, you know, or tries to. And you react quicker to things.
To anything.
And I'm the same way. I'm a little bit calmer. Now listen, we can ratchet it up pretty quick, but I'm the guy. Keep it calm, honey. We're gonna be okay.
Listen, I try to stay as calm as I can, but 5 seconds into any discussion.
You blew it!
That's it. 5 seconds.
And you were saying too. We know that you are easily the best in the household.
I didn't say that. Doing
laundry.
Well,
yeah. I mean, you know, she knows. She's like, I can't beat my husband when it comes to doing laundry.
You know what? She learned a long time ago, and she does some of her own things. I mean, I don't. You know, back in the day, you know, there were some things that you had to go wool at, you know, before you dry clean. And I've seen my kids. I think my kids and their spouses, they didn't adhere to the all temperature, whites and hots, colors and cold, you know, and all together that sort of thing. I still believe in that credo, all temperature. Although I use whatever temperature, but so I do more of the laundry because I take more time in how I do it. I don't dry everything.
Okay, let me ask you this:
I hang it up.
Who's better? I'll go to Steve first. Who's better?
And I'm anal
at driving.
You or your wife? Who's the better driver?
Roger? What?
I think Steve and I had a conversation. He says he's better than his wife. Is that what you're asking me? No. If you talk to Samantha.
Do we feel that way? Do we feel that all men feel like we're better drivers than their wives or vice versa?
I think that's natural, though. we all think we're better.
Yeah. I don't think I drive as fast as I do when I'm driving by myself as I do when she's with me. But she's got anxiety. I've put her in a couple of total car wrecks. So she's a little antsy.
What about cooking? Who's better? If you know,
she's better.
Yeah, by far. Yeah.
She does more. I'm a basic. I'll make a burrito with black beans.
If you want to be a part of
fire, good. I don't want to do that. Tell me about you. Well, you're the calmer one in your relationship.
Yeah, I'm the better than everything.
Well, you're better than anything. You're the most
I'm kidding.
You're the most calm. I guess because Steve, you have employees that rely on you and doing all that, so that's had to have some help in doing that. Yes. Although there are some people in management and in superior roles, for lack of a better term, that are not the calming factor. Basil is, no matter who the situation, I know when he's upset because he's upset, and I know that, which is few and far between.
I'll get upset, Jerry.
Oh, I know you do, but I mean, but you hold on
yes,
to it.
Yes, hold on to it.
Hold on to it. I don't know if you do what I do, which is have conversation with my passenger side chair, you know, and then I have that one with Jesus, and it's not 5 seconds after I have asked the good Lord to give me peace and calm and to help me be
you
a better person. I usually. It's right after that it happens.
Last night you had Boudreaux's, you had trivia over Boudreaux, had a good crowd over there.
Well, great crowd because of the folks that show up during the storm and all that. The New York Arkansas team with Mrs. Roper, she brings her kids. The Boudreaux buddies with Ballantyne Candy and Donnie and them. They came in first, actually, in a tiebreaker against the Cluckers. And the Cluckers had an all-star cast last night, and they came in second in a tiebreaker. And then the Boo Crew with Greg and Sebum, they came in third. But everybody had a great time, and we gave away a $150 gift card to Ava Bella. That was the monthly prize.
Take a look at your text there and help out Trey. I was going to say, of course, you know everybody in the banking business, Steve. You've been around a lot. Last night I was over at Pleasant Valley Country Club, and they were celebrating. All the folks from Simmons who put on the Simmons Bank Golf Classic was over there, and a lot of people give back in the community. We've got a lot of givers. I met the new basketball coach from UALR last night. He's a sharp guy. He gets it. He knows what's going on. I mentioned Jocko Deal's brother, which he said he's probably he loves hearing. I'm Jocko Deal's brother. It's Robbie Deal was performing and does a great job. I don't know if you know Jocko. Have you know those?
No, guys? I don't know Jocko.
So Jocko, he would come over here. What was the place that went out of business?
Denton's.
Denton's. You know. Yeah. You know. And that was where. I don't know about Roger. That's where I had one of my two guitar lessons with Jocko.
Yep.
I bought more guitars than I had lessons.
We loved Denton's Trot Line.
Yeah.
Great food, great family.
Yeah.
And prior to alcohol being okay in this county, I mean, the I don't know how else to say it. I don't know. The job that people had to go through to purchase alcohol in Little Rock, even though it was okay to sell it here, had to go to Little Rock to buy it. You're buying it at a premium, just like back in the days when we had a dry county or dry areas, and you had to buy beer on Sunday. It was a premium, but it was just a little too late for a Denton's Trot Line, and now it's over. Yeah, that was Lincoln Square.
Yeah,
that was Lincoln Square.
They completely tore it down.
Yeah,
but anyway, that was a
good
time. A great hangout place. Also, Kevin Crass last night. I didn't realize his son,
cool,
is actually assistant coach at ULR now in basketball. I did not realize. Of course, it was a crazy day yesterday that we found out that the new superstar that the Razorbacks have assigned. Mika Murnin,
right?
Is that right? No, is that right? I think that's right.
That's right.
Mika. His dad is Kimo or something. I think that was
Kimo.
Kimo. Is it chemo?
Yeah.
That sounds funny.
Yeah, I know, but that's why I remember.
Yeah. It sounds funny now. Yeah,
when
like,
Steve Shields had it. Yeah, it's chemo.
Yeah, that was a small world that happened. So, yeah. Anyway, that was just... Also, too, I didn't get a chance to hear yesterday with Wes Moore, but they had the former tennis coach, Coach Cox, on to talk about the tennis situation. I didn't get a chance to hear that, but it'll be interesting to see. I was talking to some folks last night that... really scratching their head on that because.
Well, let me ask you this, David. I mean, Coach, here's the way I'm looking at it. With the gymnast athlete, the top athlete on the gym team, yes, transfers,
yeah.
Portal.
Yeah.
Next day, coach leaves. Maybe it's one and the same. Yesterday, that's what I'm thinking of. The tennis coach leaves. Or they get rid of tennis. Now, is it going to go in succession? Player leaves, coach leaves, now they're going to get rid of gymnastics. That's the thought I have.
They will get rid of it. Gymnastics, actually, they had 15,000 people. So
tennis team is in the tournament.
Yeah,
right now.
I think gymnastics probably can generate a little bit more money if that's what this boiling down to. That gymnastics is a bigger.
Well, we'll see. I automatically jump to conclusions.
Yeah, I don't know what else the next step they would go to if they were going to cancel another step. The other thing, talking point too, is the. Oh my gosh! I just looked at this. Rebecca just sent me a message, and I forgot what I was going to say. The 8 more teams in the NCAA tournament. Do we like that? Do we think that's a good idea? From 64, they added 4 to make it 68. You had 4 plans. Now they're talking about adding, I think, another 6 or 8. And they're going to be play-ins. They're not going to. I mean, so.
Well, they used to do that. I mean, we used to have the play-ins.
Well, no, they still have it.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a bigger thing because we used to go to Dugan's and watch those play-in games. You remember?
Well, they still have it. You just have it.
I don't notice them as much.
Christian, are you? Oh, I didn't know you were here. I thought you were at the station.
Yeah, I went
That's
downstairs
what I'm saying.
There's no one at these doors.
You last night.
Oh my gosh, that is crazy! I had no idea.
Steve, I didn't know if I could let him in. That's true.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I had no idea. I thought you were at the station.
No. I was actually coincidentally. Steve and I talked on the phone yesterday, and I was like, "Hey, the guys are going to be at your place tomorrow morning." So I said, "I'll come on out." So
cool.
Here I am.
Well,
man.
Look at you. Very nice.
Glad to have you.
Well, I couldn't have Craig O'Neill outdo me, you know. So, I mean, not that he doesn't all the time, but today at least.
So we do have, speaking of outdoors, our buddy Don Grisham of Natural State Wholesale is in the woods right now hunting turkey.
Well, it's a good morning for it. Feels good out there. We've had a lot of rain. Maybe those turkeys will want to, after been maybe holed up in the storms, they'll be ready to get out and get active today.
Sort of a silly question, but is there a day of the week that's better for turkey hunting?
Yeah, the weekdays when fewer people go out there.
Yeah, yeah, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a good turkey season so far. We cracked 10,000 over the weekend or Monday, I think. So up over about 10,000 birds this season. So headed for another good season.
661-1037. If you want to be a part of the show, Milton Heat and Air text line. Someone says the gym coach stepped down, but they hired her husband. Yeah, we learned yesterday that Jordan Weaver's husband is the new. Chris, you know, she talks about family. She goes, well, "It's family." Well,
you said what Rebecca? Is that what Rebecca said?
No.
Well, she talked about wanting to pursue other passions. I think, and I thought gymnastics was her passion.
I think she wants to be a mama. Okay. I think that's what
it is. Because Jordan is leaving. Likely leaving because she wants to go back to the Olympics and the coach. Well, likely. Then that's obviously your opinion then, Rebecca, which is fine. I don't mean that. Helped her to do that in 2024. I just can't believe when they hired her. And she was
23.
I know, but that has been so long ago.
I thought it was just last year.
She was there like 7 years.
I thought it was just yesterday.
I give Hunter your check. That was a gutsy hire to hire a 23-year-old to run your good gymnastics program. It turned out to be, a good move because what was in that?
Yeah, he made the comment in the paper. He thought she was nuts.
Yeah, I thought she was a little odd for some reason.
Yes. Way to go. He didn't take any questions in that press conference.
We're asking which, because of a husband-wife comparison now, which they're going to have, You know, how do you check it with your wife?
I heard a little bit of that.
Somebody says Jessica's better than Bath at commitment.
That's good.
That's very good.
Someone says here, mine is deadly cooking. Now we're to the point we take dinner to the parents' house on Sunday afternoon, and they always want me to cook. Wow. What about you, Trey?
What is the question? What am I better than my wife?
She knows it. You know it.
Cooking is the only thing. She's a much better human being and everything else than me.
Everything but cooking.
Yeah, everything but cooking. And she'll tell you that, too.
I do think there's a cool dynamic when you know you've got somebody in a relationship.
Sounds like we lost the guys. We were close to a break anyway. We'll go ahead and take a break. I'll let them know that they dropped. We'll come back and we'll talk to Trey Reed. He'll tell us about what's going on in the outdoors.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Places that I've never been.
Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
This is SportsCenter.
The NCAA tournament is on the verge of expanding from 68 teams to 76 teams. According to Pete Thamel of ESPN, it's expected to be finalized in mid-May and will be effective for the upcoming season. Through this proposal, there will be 8 more games than now. What is now the first 4 in Dayton, which features 8 teams, would expand to 24 of the 76 teams in the tournament, 6 games on Tuesday and 6 games on Wednesday. The traditional 64-team bracket would still start on Thursday, but more teams will be qualifying as at-larges to get in. And sticking with college basketball news, the number one player in the country, Tyron Stokes, announced he would be attending Kansas next season. The final two teams in the running for him were Kansas and Kentucky. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be mostly cloudy today with a slight chance of a shower, a high of just 73 degrees. North wind today, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cool, down to 53. Still mostly cloudy tomorrow. We don't even hit the 70s. We're expecting just a high of 67. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th, and you can make it unforgettable with something truly special from Tipton & Hurst, Arkansas's premier florist for over a century. Tipton & Hurst is your most trusted source for gorgeous floral arrangements, fine gift baskets, and high-quality blooming plants. If you're looking for something to brighten your Mother's Day, Tipton & Hurst has you covered. Shop at locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Conway, Pine Bluff, and Rogers, or enjoy the convenience of delivery right to mom's doorstep. Don't miss out on this opportunity to show your mother how truly special she is. Call 501-666-3333 or visit TiptonHurst.com today.
This is David Basil for my bank, Simmons Bank. I love the fact that Simmons Bank started in Pine Bluff way back in 1903 with a little over $3,000 in deposits, and over the last 122 years, they've grown to 6 states, 200 locations, and $27 billion in assets. But the best thing is, they've never forgotten where home is. They're committed to helping Arkansans reach their dreams. Whether it's a home loan or money for home improvements, Simmons Bank wants to help. They can turn the equity in your home into a line of credit or help take your business to the next level. Just start by going online and opening an account at SimmonsBank.com. It's that simple. And if you haven't noticed, Simmons Bank is in the community because they live where you live. Simmons Bank Arena in North Little Rock, Simmons Bank Field at War Memorial Stadium, and Simmons Bank Field and Pavilions at UAPB. Just some of the venues that Simmons Bank supports. And congrats to Simmons for hosting the second Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens at Pleasant Valley Country Club. Another outstanding job. Well done. And if you haven't noticed, I am proud to call Simmons Bank my bank.
Did that storm stall your New Year's resolution? Now's your second chance, man. At Low T Center, they're extending their New Year's promos to give you the new start that you need. If you've been feeling exhausted, maybe you've lost that sex drive, book a free testosterone test at Low T Center. No risk, no commitments, just answers. Pick up discounted peptides and GLP-1s while you're at it. And look, if you start treatment, Low T Center is the most trusted name in TRT for a reason. Highest quality testosterone, covered by insurance and tailored to you so you know it's effective. This deal ain't gonna last forever, man. Call now or head to lowtcenter.com. That's lowtcenter.com to book your appointment.
Oaklawn is here for when you want nonstop racing and nonstop action.
The season's back, the weekends are packed, and it's time to plan your visit. The Classic Racing season kicks off January 30th and runs through May 2nd with exciting weekends, great food and drinks, and the kind of atmosphere you can only find in Hot Springs. It's fast. It's lively. It's time to win. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, one of my favorite songs right there. Bum, bum, da 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 da. Hopefully we've got the volume issues corrected. We're having to, I don't know if it's the new board or what, but bear with us if the volumes are off between our mics and the music and all that kind of thing. It's 6:31 here on this Wednesday hump day. We're in Benton, Arkansas, Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. I'm David Basil. Roger Scott to my right. In front of me is Trey Lee. Back in the studio is Kristen Weaver. Justin Moore, join us a little bit later. Steve Brown of Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union here with us. Steve, always great to be here.
I appreciate you guys being here.
Is this a big time right now?
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Summer Auto Loan Special starts Friday.
Okay.
Celebrate America's 250th birthday. We are offering historically low auto loan rates, rates as low as 1.776%.
Get it? That's pretty catchy.
Did you come up with that or your wife?
Yeah, no. As far as you know, it was me.
Yeah, so we'll be at Fletcher. Speaking of cars, we'll be at Fletcher tomorrow. Yeah. And so if you want to, it's nice to be able to walk into a car dealership knowing you've got financing.
Absolutely, taken
care of. By the way, I'm already in trouble here.
Yeah.
Jessica on our Facebook Live this morning, which we do a Facebook Live for about 3 minutes every day before we start the show. So she said she is the CEO at the Arkansas Community Foundation, by the way. Three letters that I don't have at the end of my name. She said, you did not say, I have to calm her down. She's not perfect. You know, she's not perfect.
Dude, you are digging a deeper hole.
And Chris, you want affirmation for me?
Christian, when the last thing that was said, I think, Trey, you said, my wife is the greatest person.
Is a much better human being than me. And that was a perfect thing to drop out on because, you know, it's like an exclamation point at the end of a sentence.
We started talking about money. Who's better with money? And I thought, and I asked Steve that. Steve politically said the right thing.
They didn't want to alienate half his customers.
Constituents.
Well, that's true. Yeah, forget about the political aspects of Steve. Yeah.
That's why I could not marry Jessica because we would be divorced within about a month because of money. Just the money issue alone. That I am not a good money man. Roger knows that I spend and waste more money and do things that I just don't. When you don't have that responsibility of having a family and kids, you can be a little bit looser with your money.
So you're like the United States of America, deficit spending.
Yeah, but there you go. this is kind of response you get from one of our listeners. As a 33-year-old man, it's honestly sad and not funny that Baz is a 70-year-old bachelor. You know what? Number one,
what?
It's not sad. I'm not 70 yet. I'm only 62. And I choose to be a bachelor.
Yeah, that's the thing that pisses me off more. We ain't 70. As a 33-year-old man, it's honestly sad and not funny. This guy, he's tongue-in-cheek.
That's okay.
He don't mean that.
I've been married before, and bachelor, I'm set my ways. And so what Jessica and I have got going is a good deal.
Well, great relationships can take on different forms. And,
oh, my gosh.
You know,
I don't think Kurt was married.
You don't take that pressure, Basil. You just tell them to go to hell.
And there is no question that if y'all were to get married in your current state that you're speaking about, that you would keep separate accounts.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you that. I just think it would be.
This guy, he's just kidding.
Oh, no. Here's what it says. JB and Center Ridge says, hey, Trey, I want to give a shout-out to Tracy Bennett, who works out at the Lone Oak office. They do not pay this woman enough for what she does. She will be the sole reason anyone gets a boater's or hunter's education card this year because of the new online system to administer the class. She is a saint. So there you go. So
good.
Yeah.
People getting bragged on. Look, we got a lot of great staff. And some of the unsung heroes at the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission are those folks in our front offices, those publicly facing folks, especially the ones that deal with licensing. David, you've been
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Oh, you
we you know, I told you when you had the incident with the DMAP deer a few years ago, whenever that was. I said, come up to the office. Our ladies and gentlemen at the licensing counter will take care of you. And they did within seconds. I mean, and that's what I tell everybody. Like, if you've got a problem that you can't figure out online or whatever, because I run into them too, go to an office and talk to a human being, and they will fix you up.
You know, that deal, you know, I'll never forget. Our show is so crazy that we had the whole hunting Arkansas talking about that day and when, you know, I killed the deer live on the air, which is nobody has ever done that before. And
radio history.
Yeah, radio history. And so that was really cool. And Roger got the nicest. I was thinking, we do things. You guys aren't a sports show. Listen, we cover a lot of sports, too.
Oh,
one of them, matter of fact, Bree Ellis's mom wrote me a text yesterday, nicest text you can ever imagine, about how grateful she was with what we did with Bree last year and what a great experience it was and how we treated her and us promoting women's sports. I mean, like, wow. You know, okay, that reminds us why we work hard at what we do, and that you know, we think about all the different. Remember, Anthony Black's mom was really appreciative.
Well, you've done well with all those folks, and all we're trying to do is I don't know if there's any full service gas stations around, but that's about where we are. There's not that many, in my opinion. Many morning shows left that try to entertain.
That's right, yeah.
And the sports that you give and everything we do with us, I mean, it's what you do.
We cover sports
sports fantastically.
In Blitzkrieg way.
But still, though, I mean, and it's about being entertained. And if that's not what you want, then we are not that guy. I'm not that guy.
She was listening the other day.
I'm not that guy, pal.
We had Courtney Dyfel. We had Ella McDowell. We had Bree Ellis. We had Ryan Silverfield. They had the Chancellor all in one show. And so, anyway, so we're proud of what we do. And at the same time, I'm going back and forth with my girlfriend going, you are not the calm one. Such blank, blank, blank. So I see? You look who's the calm one now. Look who's the calm one. I'm staying calm in this.
You know, sometimes it's better to just agree and close your mouth.
Baz is gaslighting right now.
On radio. Someone says, preach, David. Why have marriage ruined a wonderful relationship? Let's see here. What was another hint? When me and my wife drive somewhere, if we want to get there quickly, she is better at that. If we want to get there safely, I'm better at that. I love the fact, again, that's what I really appreciate. You acknowledge the things that your significant other does better than you. It's like, honey, if we need to get there, you're driving here or whatever. Yeah, a small little thing, but I still love that. Let's see. The shovel is getting dull, Baz. Watch out. You guys sound normal now. Here's one. The interview with Cox yesterday with Wes was awesome. The university absolutely dropped the ball on the whole tennis debacle. Again, I think what happened was talking to some other people last night, some people, money people. I just don't know if Hunter Yurecek is finding out what your strengths are at talking. And Roger, you know, Hendricks has talked about Hunter has called on them. Mm-hmm. I don't think his strength is cultivating those relationships around the state and asking for money. I think he came in. I don't think that was his specialty. Every AD's got to do it. I talked to somebody last night that's a super wealthy guy. I mean, significantly wealthy guy. He said, Hunter Yurecek's never asked me for a dime. And I said, well, does he have the coach? He goes, no. Like I said, well, does he have the coaches ask? You know, he said, no. It's just like, and I think, you know, he's not perfect, but like, you know, you've got to find out who all the players are. And work it, you know. Yeah,
but the thing with Hunter, though, if he knows that's not his strength, I mean, as a good leader, if you know what your strengths are, you know what your weaknesses are, surround yourself
with people to
fill your weaknesses.
And that could very well be the reason why they hired some other outside agency to go after NIL naming rights for stadiums and things like that.
Speaking up, why not just hire a guy to build the relationships?
100%.
Well, not an agency.
That's a pretty critical skill for an AD.
But
the Hunter Yurecek AD that we hired when he was hired here, it does not have the same
responsibilities
changed because of NIL.
I do think too.
Not to say that
that's a fair point, Roger. Yeah.
I do think too. I think what happens on the Hill, I've seen it, and it happens to AD. It happens to head coaches. You get up there in that bubble, that Northwest Arkansas bubble, and you forget. You know, you think you can do it all by yourself, and you got really good people around the state you need to reach out to, and hey, so we need you. And instead of that, doing that, you do it all yourself. You don't ask anybody's opinion, and then things just start going off the rails a little bit. I just think that's it's not just Hunter. It's that's happened to other people too. But you're right. You want to bring in, there are good people in this state that can help, and hopefully they can, you know. I know you want to bring in people from out of state, people that you think that are good, but there are also people here in the state that know people that can be productive and want to help.
Yeah.
If you got a question for Trey, 661-1037. If you want to be a part of the show, Trey, anything we need to know from an outdoor standpoint?
Man, probably the biggest thing to talk about, it's not May yet, but it will be Friday, I think. That's right, May 1st. And that is the first day that you can apply for one of the highly coveted public land elk hunting permits.
Okay,
you know, it's a big thing. It's like winning the lottery,
yeah,
right?
You how many of those you got?
I think we got 15 that we will award through
Yeah,
we've backed off the last couple of years. You know, the elk population, I mean, it's not like in danger, but it has the overall number. We fly a survey every year, so we have a pretty good idea of how many there are. You don't count all of them because they could be in the woods and you can't see them. But the population has been trending somewhat down, so we've backed off. It's, you know, what we do. We monitor the populations. We use science to drive our decisions. But, yeah, 18 total public land permits. 15 of those will be through this online permitting process. And it's just, again, it's a lottery. I think we had, I don't know, around 7,000, 7,500 applicants last year for 15 permits. But there is another opportunity where your odds might be a little bit better, and that's we will announce those winners at the Buffalo River Elk Festival, June 26th and 27th in Jasper, Arkansas. Big event up there.
We drove through there the other day, Roger.
Oh, yeah.
To Mountain Home.
Yeah. Yeah, I went through Jasper on your way to Mountain Home.
I thought we did.
I don't think you would have. That wouldn't be a normal route.
What did we see with all the...
Where was the elk? Where was the... What's the big elk?
Boxley Valley or...
Did we cross the Buffalo?
Oh, no. You saw some elk off of Highway 65. I bet. Because that would have been the way that you likely would have driven up to Mountain Home.
Well, we likely did. Maybe not. People said we could have bypassed the level.
I'm giving you credit for being normal, right?
People said that we probably could have bypassed a lot of the snaking of the roads had we gone through Mountain View first, or no, Conway Heber, and that way. We went Greenbrier.
Yeah, I go 65 up to Marshall, and then take 27 over to Harriet, basically, and then 14 up to Yelville.
Did you say Harrison?
We
went through Harrison.
Yeah, went all the way to Harrison?
No.
So you go up like you're going to Harrison on 65, but then you cut over. But anyway, back to the elk.
Never mind.
We have three permits that we will award at the end of the day on Saturday at the Elk Festival, and you have to sign up for those at the festival in person, and you must be present to win. So that's always really exciting because, you know, you got three people, you're going to call their names, and they're going to come running through this crowd of, you know, 800-900 people who are eagerly awaiting to have their name called. So it is like winning the lottery to get an elk permit in Arkansas.
So how big, what would you estimate the elk population to be?
Oh, it's 700-ish animals, something like that.
Has it been pretty consistent at that over the years?
It got up a little higher than that, and I actually may be a little bit high. Our elk program biologist gave a presentation at the April commission meeting, and I didn't hear all of it. I had other obligations that morning, so didn't hear his report. But it's been a little higher than that. But you know, with chronic wasting disease, we actually raised our quota, essentially, not a limit, but we raised the number of permits we gave out for a few years because we wanted to kind of control any spread of that population and perhaps like get the spread of chronic wasting disease. So it was intentional to kind of reduce the population a little bit, but now it's stabilizing, and it's not like it, again, I don't want to create any false sense of like, oh, we're in trouble with our elk. It's stable.
Do you shoot the boys and the girl elk?
We do, yeah. Okay. There are more permits available for cow elk, the females, than there are the bulls, the males. But
big rack.
Yeah, man. There's some huge ones out there. I mean, like
I've ever seen pictures of people that kill elk in Arkansas for some reason.
Oh man, yeah. We run those on our social media, Game and Fish, and I've covered it on our television show, Arkansas Wildlife, that we've had in the past, and man, they're just such incredible animals. you know they're big, but like when
they're
you
massive.
When you get
yeah,
stand
close.
Next to one like that, a, that yeah. somebody's taken, you're like the antlers are almost as tall as you are, like
is,
from the ground
is
up.
It
it's
than,
like
it,
wow,
is it
man.
Taller than a horse? Is an elk taller? Or is it about
no, like probably. Right? But I'm, we're talking like you know a bull could weigh 700, 800, 900 pounds.
You're almost half a ton. So I've made the argument that, that when you know, and I can't think that the place I'm trying to think of was where it, where I went Channel 4 back in the 90s where they
you're first, thinking of Boxley Valley.
But what's the name of the
Ponca?
Ponca. That's it. I was thinking the place we went the other day looked like we were driving past Ponca, but it probably was not. What's the name of the lodge and the big popular place?
Oh, like Buffalo Outdoor Center.
Buffalo Outdoor Center. I was thinking we passed that on the way.
There's also Lost Valley, another outfitter there. But yeah, BOC's the one Mike Mills started.
Mike Mills,
you know, 50
right.
plus
yeah,
years
okay.
ago.
Is that still the center point of all the?
That is the center point to see. Like we don't allow hunting in that area. That's kind of the we call those the tourist elk. I just say that because. Elk, you know, filtered into that valley, and it's a place. We have our nature center, our Ponca Elk Nature Center there, yeah. And it's a place because of the way the upper part of the Buffalo River, some of those big hay fields that are the Park Service owns, but they lease to farmers. And the highway right there, Highway 21 and 43, depending on which part of Boxley Valley you're in, those elk are somewhat conditioned to cars coming by there, so they're not spooked.
Yeah.
So, especially in the fall, honestly, now's not a bad time to see them, too. You may see some calves. But September, October, great place. You can pull off the side of the road. They're not spooked by the car. Just
like,
watch them.
It was like us when we were in Yellowstone, where you're trying to see the buffalo.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'll never forget going to the Yellowstone, and like, you're going to see so many buffalo, you're not going to go what to do. And we saw one that looked like an animatronic and on the side, laying down. It was just like it was on a...
Like it had the mange.
Yeah, and that was, we saw one. We saw one in like 4 days in Yellowstone.
Entire area of Yellowstone.
I have a similar story. Estes Park, Colorado, which is basically the gateway to Rocky Mountain National Park, one of our most popular and well-visited national parks in the country, I'm told. We went out there in 2016 after we discovered CWD in Arkansas to meet with some scientists, some veterinarians, also people in Colorado who've been dealing with it. So, you know, that's why we were out there. But we go up to Estes Park. Oh, we'll get some video of some elk out here. Nada. Zero. We saw some insane clown posse fans in front of the Stanley Hotel. It was about the most unusual thing
juggalos
I saw.
Out there,
the
highlight of buffalos, the trip. But juggalos?
You're exactly right. Juggalos were posing in front of the Stanley Hotel, famous for its role in The Shining.
A couple things. We are here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, and thanks to Steve Brown for having us. Roger, it's Willie Nelson's 93rd birthday today, so that's certainly significant. Dwayne Allen from Oak Ridge Boys having a birthday. Dale Earnhardt, the great Dale Earnhardt, who was killed in 2001, it's his birthday today. And Jerry Seinfeld, what do you think Jerry Seinfeld is today? What do you think?
68.
He's 72. It's also, this is 65 years ago, Roger, and we ought to play this. If you're over the age of 50, you remember on this day, the first time I'd ever played, 1961, ABC Wild World of Sports, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, one of the great openings of any kind of programming for sports. Do not go away. We're glad you're with us. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. If you got a question for Trey Reed, send it to our text line. Don't go away.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool & Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool & Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool & Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer
with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer, they are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Golf is a game of precision and power. Every detail matters. The same must be true for luxury. Genesis delivers with every stroke of craftsmanship, every stitch of quality, and every surge of performance. During the Genesis Signature event, get 0.99% financing on a new GV80 or GV70. Experience the Genesis GV80 or GV80 Coupe for yourself at Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital, UAMS Health, are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Floyd Seafood on Keel Avenue in Sherwood has live Louisiana crawfish. Place your orders by 2 p.m. Thursday for weekend boils. Floyd's also has a store full of Cajun goodies. Floyd Seafood in Sherwood, your homesick Cajun headquarters for live crawfish. Order by 2 p.m. Thursday.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
It's the Bumper to Bumper Certified Service Center's Indoor Car Show Saturday morning at the Conway Expo Hall. Car registration starts at 7 a.m. Car clubs, please arrive early and together. Spectators, it's free to get in, plus you have a chance to win up to $1,500 in door prizes.
Hello, folks, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram store right here in Sherwood. Well, you know, I looked this up, and we've been in business since 1989. That's a long time. You know, many dealers have come and gone. We believe our pricing policy and our service after the sale have served us well. As you know, folks, we post our sale prices, which we call green tags, right on the windshield. This way, everyone gets the same price, and there's no hoops or no negotiations to jump through to get to the bottom line. I don't like saying so many thousands off. That's very confusing. Off of what? And does that affect my interest rate? So I like to keep things simple. My promise is this: we will not be undersold. We value your time and your decision. Come visit us in Sherwood on Roaring Road, or check us out with our green tag pricing on FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at FlywayBrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
Oh, my goodness,
me! This is the human drama of athletic competition. This is ABC's Wide World of Sports.
That's so good. That is so well done. All right, we've got to...
That dude, that Russian... That picked it up. Are you saying, geez, those weightlifters are fat?
Oh, that was the biggest facility. Let's hit. We have not hit your official open.
It's right here.
Okay, Let's go ahead and do that. Get that done.
I should have gone right into it, but it did not.
It's Trey Reed from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. If you've got questions about outdoor life in Arkansas, Trey is the guy with all the answers. Brought to you by Arts Marine. Arts Marine in North Little Rock has been carrying Yamaha, G3, and Tohatsu for over 50 years. Call them today at 753-7351.
Trey, thanks for all the updating on the elk. Also, someone was asking about turkey numbers. It is everybody. If you're a turkey hunter, you're all in right now.
Yeah, man. I mentioned it earlier. It may have been after we dropped out for a minute, but we cracked the 10,000 mark on this season. I think over the weekend, or could have been Monday morning, but I haven't checked it the last couple of days. But we are up over 10,000, and our turkey biologist says we're probably headed for. You know, if things hold, we have decent weather the rest of the season. Thank you, Nancy. And we should be slightly up from last year, somewhere 14,000 plus.
And you're going to be hosting the Zone next week.
Yes, guest hosting the Zone.
With the new host or the...
No. Justin Acri will be out next co-host. Week. And so,
you got a new co-host?
Chris Kane is going to be on with me Wednesday, and I believe Kevin Kelly on Thursday.
Okay, Kevin. Like a lot of airtime for Kevin.
Kevin's getting a lot of airtime.
Christian, you're hitting a couple of days,
I'm
right?
I'm hosting Tuesday. Kevin's with me then, and I'm hosting Friday. Pigskin will be with
me. Wow. Very good.
I'm returning to the Zone.
Now, will you take off from us when you do that?
No.
Okay. Double duty.
Or the previous duty.
Point of order, I will be taking off from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Yeah, before anybody sends nasty emails or
anything
like that.
Nobody from this office is sending those.
We'll talk about this more when we come back. This is from Jessica. However, she goes, please, we're in our argument about what I've said already this morning. Oh, she goes, we'll resolve this on air when you bring the ladies of the buzz in, which we've got to do that. She goes, however, please pass on my gratitude for Alcoa, for my car loan, and my HELOC. I never can say that right. I recently had a problem with the DMV, and Robert at Alcoa had it fully resolved. All around top-notch service. Thank you, Steve.
Absolutely.
There you go.
How about that? If that doesn't say, I mean, that's one thing that I think this radio, I don't know any other radio station. I don't pay much attention to it. And quite honestly, I don't know how much the other shows on this station adhere to it or take advantage or utilize or whatever the case may be. But we've been afforded the opportunity to not only be sponsored by Steve or Family Market or Double B's or Ava Bella. But they're actually our friends.
Yeah.
And we...
We golfing together.
We just got back from Florida.
Whoa.
Our friends. Whoa. And we use their services as well. It's not... Sanders Gratitude. It's not just to take your money and do all that. We actually use your services because we believe in them. And that, to me... should speak volumes to our listeners out there, because we actually do it, and we mean it. So thank you.
Trey, thanks for making the trip out here.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me. Steve, good to see you. We'll catch up later, man.
We like Trey as well. We've taken advantage of that fantastic cooking that
we're running behind. We're running out of days.
I know. I was thinking about that on the drive out here. I'm on it.
The weeks keep passing. I know.
How you doing on Topo Chico?
I'm actually out.
You've been struggling. Now all that hoarding you claim I had, I'm still living pretty good.
Let's talk offline.
Let's talk.
All right, 7 o'clock. Don't go away.
When you want to know the score, it's on KABZ Little Rock.
He's open, complete at the 10, the 5, touchdown Arkansas.
103.7 The Buzz.
Every time you drive through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention.